you in the service industry? Bartender, server, stripper, cook? Welcome home.
Welcome home.
This is In the Biz. We keep the world moving, and nobody knows us like us.
Like us.
This show is about sharing our experiences and teaching people about the ins and outs of the service industry, helping people navigate it to make some extra cash. Along the way, we'll interview the best in the biz. Welcome to In the Biz. Now, here are your hosts, Tani Mujiqua, Christian Norice, and Anthony.
Welcome into the Biz Podcast,
where we learn to teach newbies
and steal game from all the OGs.
In this wacky world we call
In the Biz.
Tell your auntie, tell your best friend, tell your other friend, and tell your cockroaches, because we are In the Biz, where we keep it dirty and clean and pretty much dirty at the same time, because of Anthony's eyebrows. Let's get it going with the ratchet girl we called Maurice.
Boy, your breath stank right now, boy. The fuck?
Yeah,
real quick, in the comments, we just want you to write, who is your favorite person to bring in the episode?
And
just
why is it me, bro? And why is it
yes,
me?
And why is it yes. me? I need at least one sentence explaining the reason why you chose whoever you did choose.
So
we had Anthony last time, right? We had Christian. So next week, we're going to have Norice. Yeah, it's going to be a competition. As you got to see. Actually, we got two more because we got Norice and Brandon. Brandon's going to bring in one, too, just bro, so he knows.
Brandon's going first before me.
I have to redeem myself off that laugh.
Nah, I got
I got an important question for y'all.
Okay.
What is Danny!
How was your week,
Danny?
Good job.
My week was actually
extravagant.
It was awesome.
Why was it awesome?
Honestly, I got to see a lot of family. Family I haven't seen in like years.
How
many lions, tigers, and bears?
Bro,
come on, let's fucking get with the program.
You get asked a question. You can't just say animals. You got to wrap it up.
I said lions, tigers, and bears.
Nah, we skipped none of them over the border. They stay where they were. So it was pretty cool. But
the monkeys.
That is so racist. Wow. Okay. All right.
Damn, you went to monkeys.
Speaking of borders, how's everything?
No, can I acknowledge you said monkeys?
Okay.
Bro, just because you're part of U.S. territory doesn't mean you make you one of us.
Right? I don't know, bro. I need. What do you call
that? Stressful.
Just
because
she
of school.
Feels that joke.
Huh?
No.
It was stressful. Why?
Can we mute Anthony? I'm so sorry. As the host, I'm mute his mic.
Like,
go ahead.
I'm about to do my finals week. And basically all the assignments that were due for the semester are like coming to a due date, and I haven't done anything for my
online
classes.
But do
you
graduate this semester?
I graduate. Yes, I do.
Do you need to get this shit done the next couple of days so you can graduate this semester?
I do.
So let's get the semester going.
I like it. I'll take it. Where else are we going here?
You better be invited to your graduation.
You guys are.
Mr. Hamilton! How you doing? All right, cool. Brandon!
Nice. That was good.
How is your week going?
It's all right.
I thought he was going
to
do
the bean
ball.
What do you mean,
all right? Like, he thought I was going to do a bean
ball? Yeah.
No.
He just thought it was a little weird. He was like, do I answer him?
No, man. You know, dude. These motherfuckers like keep fucking up my car.
Oh,
remember I told you?
Yeah.
I told you?
The bumper.
Yeah. The bumper.
Yeah.
It's just like, dude, if you can't fix it, tell me what part you need.
And all of his bumper.
The maintenance people in my apartment just been fucking up across the board. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, man. I was having an all right week, and then this shit happened, and I hate dealing with super people.
Hey,
what's going on with y'all?
Let me ask you this. Speaking of that, as far as cars, right? How did you find the person that's currently working on your cars? Because you went from one person to the other. How did you find the last person that you're currently working with?
Through another mechanic, and the mechanic is like a long time, you know, mechanic for like a friend of ours, a close friend of ours.
Perfect. The reason why I asked, I assumed it was word of mouth, and that's kind of what this episode is about job referrals, right? So
that was a perfect segue.
Oh, I'm killing them, bro. I got skills. I got skills, bro. Damn. Yeah. The fact y'all surprise is actually upsetting me now. No, reason why I asked that is, right? Word of mouth is one of the most prevalent ways, at least in the past it was, right? I think more so it's a little bit transition to what you see as far as reviews online and how they did. But word of mouth is usually how people find out about other people that are doing things that they're looking for, right? So this episode is about job referrals. Have you ever referred anyone at a place you've worked?
Hell yeah. Especially if I get that incentive, that $400, $500.
Where the fuck was it $400 to $500?
Huh?
Wait, what?
I'm just saying, like, if it was.
Wait, no, run that back. Say it one more time. Ask him the question.
$100.
It's $100. How do you know what he asked? When I ask him a direct question, he has no idea what I said.
He knows what I said.
That didn't make any sense.
He knows what I said.
If you're watching this right now, just rewind. Rewind. Wow.
Don't even pay attention.
Yes.
Where the fuck was it that much
money? That's going to be the video header.
Yes. What did he just say?
Oh,
hey, you're a good friend, though, because you I'm answering the question. You didn't ask me that. I'm going to answer it anyway. I got you. Yeah, that's savage.
Gorilla, where?
Where the fuck?
Well, yeah. All right.
I was just fucking exaggerated.
Oh, so you've never done it before?
No.
Alright, sorry, wasted 4 minutes of my life.
The only two times that I've done it was literally for the incentive, though. Like,
let me ask you, did it work out, though? Incentive? Did they stay?
Yeah, they still work there.
Nice. Hey, fist bump. Okay.
Yeah.
So you've only done it twice and it's worked out twice.
Wait, what was your incentive?
Okay, I don't want to say it's worked out. What?
Wait, what do you mean?
What was the incentive?
How much money did you pay?
It was for the first person, it was $250.
Yeah.
$250?
After taxes, it was $200. But the second person, it was like $150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They keep dropping it.
Well, I don't.
You're bringing in too many people in it. You brought all your cousins in. They said,
I didn't read the
price. How many people you got in this Nissan? I'm playing. I'm done. How many you?
I told you. I fucking told you.
Oh my God.
Did he just come out the glove compartment? Like, what you got? I'm sorry, I'm done.
Go ahead. Why it has to be a fucking Nissan? They could have been Toyota. Fuck y'all.
There's more glove compartment room.
I would have preferred the Civic.
There's more glove compartment space in the Nissans.
There's more glove compartment space in your nose, you fucking.
I fucking told you.
Fucking big forehead ass having.
I fucking told you.
Dirty ass.
My head would not fit in that glove compartment, I promise.
Yo, get on your fucking tape.
Hey, you started this weeks ago.
I'm all this one. Joke. Why are you getting no tanning? Yeah, you did that twice. The last
why
time
your barber had COVID? All right, let's keep going. So,
why don't you ever shout out your barber? How about that?
I feel like this episode is going to have an early commercial break. All right, so back on topic. You referred two people, right? And you said one worked out, one was eh.
Yeah, but they still worked.
Okay. How about you, Ann? Have you ever...
Yes.
Have they always worked out? Honestly, not worked out?
They've worked out.
Yeah?
Yeah, usually I'm not going to put somebody on who fucking sucks.
And it's never backfired against you?
No.
Huh. How about you, Nerys?
Yes, I've definitely referred. I recently had referred, probably with last year, one of our nighttime workers at our daytime job.
Yeah,
you did. And he worked it for a while. And I know he could have been a really good worker, but I understand his point of view that he wasn't, what he applied for wasn't what he was working, like that position.
So they kept
postponing like his time to like actually do something. So he just, you know, ended up walking like out. And like, they asked him, they're like, oh, has he said anything? And I'm like, I mean, like, he was kind of right though.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this before I say my experience, because I don't want it to change your opinion, right? Why can it potentially be a bad idea? So clearly you guys haven't been in that position.
Yes, I have.
You said it worked out still.
Well, no,
you got to pick a side here.
No. Let me explain myself. So the one that was in, I had to hear it from my bosses. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They still worked there, but it was still like a mission hearing it from my bosses. Like,
I see what you're saying. Why is it a bad idea? Why can't it be a bad idea?
So you're in a sense responsible for that worker.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, essentially a referral is more than just, yo, this person wants to work. It's more like, I know this person that wants to work, that is exceptionally well, and I think it's going to be a good asset to this company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. However, sometimes and said company won't see it the same way you see it, or it just won't work out the way you see it working. So the person I referred possibly could not perform the way they should perform, or they weren't working out the way they should work out.
Makes sense.
Therefore, leading to negativity in the work
environment. I got you.
Exactly. So I could be seen as responsible because I referred them to the company.
Mm, I got you.
Technically, I don't think he would be responsible though. Because if you think about it, you wouldn't want somebody to get hired you wouldn't want to work with. Mm-hmm. Like, just from having friends,
doesn't match your group.
Just from having friends, you can if you had to choose who out of your friends you could work then with, you would be able to.
Contextually, what is a referral then? No, seriously, like, I don't know. I really don't know what it is.
Well, the way I see it, right, you can compare it to, I'll pick a random industry that we're all never involved in, like drugs, for example, right? If someone asks, hey, do you know where to find some bomb weed? You'd be like, I could refer you to this guy. Yeah, but like, also, you I also want to be careful and not mess up the connection that you have with your plugs. So you also, it's basically the same thing, right?
In a sense.
Hypothetically speaking, of course, because we never do drugs here at all. Essentially, the way I see referrals in the way I describe it is basically you're putting your stamp of approval on something.
Yeah.
That's what a referral is.
Yeah.
Okay, because some people just probably see it differently.
Or a your recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did we say that at the same time?
Yeah.
Confirmation?
I think stamp of approval was cooler. Why'd you get impressed? Right? Mine was better.
That was awesome.
Oh, you got okay. Yeah, right.
That
was
awesome. Thank you. But that confirmation.
Hey, they can't see me on the camera.
No, I don't know.
Confirmation was a big word.
No, I don't want to shake none of you guys.
He's like, you meet it. He almost muted my mic. I don't know.
Y'all muted me without muting me.
Oh, no.
Y'all did a Power Ranger fucking...
Damn, it's not a mutiny, I promise. Get it? Because he said mutiny. All right, I'm on fire. All right.
I'm on fire.
Why is it potentially a bad idea for you, Ant? I was about to ask you again.
I'm sorry. Repeat the question. I'm sorry.
The reason why I called Anthony is because I do that a lot when I was managing. When people aren't paying attention, I'm like, what do you think? Huh? When they're on their phones.
I'm not on my phone.
All right, cool.
You're straight numb nuts.
Why could it be a bad idea to refer someone that you know is not a good fit?
You see, that's
because
I'm annoyed. I'm going to be like,
because
bitch,
you don't want to work with that.
All right, you know what? Let me give you a scenario, right? You have a really, really good friend, Christian. He's bad. Like, he has no money. He's behind on his payments. Mm-hmm. Your job is looking for someone. He needs a job.
Just to feel.
But you know he won't be a good fit. What do you do?
I feel in the spot and hope to God that he fucking gets this.
That's what you do?
Same question.
What do you do?
You guide your friend. Like, I'm going to get you this job, but you're going to have to get it together.
Brandon, what do you say before? Will you give him the job or no? Just yes or no. What do you think?
Dude. Is Snapples?
He needs the job. They have the job. You know it's a terrible fit. Are you recommending the job?
Absolutely not.
Maybe they can do a 360, though. You got to have a little faith in there.
No, I didn't say why.
Let me tell you a story.
Wait, what was it? Did you say yes or no?
Let me tell you a story. I said, I don't even know what I said. But let me tell you a story.
It wasn't even the question.
So it was like, well, your friend sucks at the job, but it's not a good fit. Like you said like that. But...
My voice was slightly deeper.
I don't even know if he said any of that.
Was that me?
I got my friend because I'm cool. I just assumed you
wear those glasses if you can't see, but it's like you can't hear. So I feel like you should just. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just finish here.
I got my friend a job.
Cholo.
I got my friend a job with the notion that he was not going to do the best. I knew he wasn't going to do the greatest.
How do you feel about the decision now?
Wait, but he's still working there.
I got
it. Damn, you got shit.
Can I tell a fucking story? Like,
right?
Damn, you got dismissed.
Oh, all right. So,
you want me to mute everybody else?
Yes.
You know what?
Sorry.
Especially Tanner. So,
I've never been muted.
I got
it right now.
This motherfucker.
So, I got my friend the job about some 6 months ago, let's say. And initially, I knew he wasn't going to be the best fit. He has some type of past history of working in the industry or the back of house or food, whatever you want to call it. However, I knew he wasn't the fastest. I knew he wasn't the most agile or however you want to call it. And you know what? I still put my
stamp of approval on them.
You did this, Brandon. I know you can't hear me, but you did this. You did this. You gave him the solo.
And he got his job. But we were very desperate.
If you could show all of us, Brandon, just so you can see our reactions. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because we were desperate.
We were very desperate at the time, so we needed just people to just come in. At that point.
Yeah, I just needed a body.
We needed somebody back there. We needed
something to come in. And you know what? Thinking my friend could be that quote-unquote somebody that whether or not filled the position or held down the position, I was like, bro, just come through. All in all, I still have to deal with the bullshit that goes through with him today. And I just have to deal with the consequences. But that's what I get when I just stamp my approval on someone.
I gotta ask you, what was the moral of your story?
Where were you going? Like, all right, where was the plane landing? What was the destination?
Not everything works out.
Yeah. Thank you.
I just want you know what? I'm not even mad at Christian. We're mad at Brandon because Brandon let it happen. Brandon, if you could mute your mic. I know halfway through, Brandon was like, damn.
He had no point to that story.
Okay. Reason, and I'm going to ask Brandon after I give my thoughts on it. I think it's always a bad idea if you bring someone in just for a body, right? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, it's very short-sighted. Yeah, they're there. Oh my gosh, we got a new person. I'm excited. A week in, if they flame out, you're going to get what we talked about in the last episode, that bias. Like, they're not really a good judge of character. So next time you actually have a friend that is really good at the position, you recommend them. Last time, it was a little shaky. You know what I mean? You're not thinking long term. If it's not a good fit, then nah, don't do that.
Well, I got this girl.
You come back in, Brandon. We'll let you back in.
No, I mean, but aside from that, it's your fucking reputation.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, man, I didn't realize the type of person that I was bringing in until they did what they did after I you know, extended like the job. I put it out on Instagram. Back in Instagram's early days, I was like, yo, my job is hiring. I can get you in. Easy. Mm-hmm. They went down there, put in the application. Mm-hmm. And didn't show up for the interview.
Holy shit. Now that's fucked up.
So this was like 2013, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I never, ever recommended any of my homies, cousins, anybody, family, never again. Never.
And it makes sense.
Wait, I have a question. Would you refer me? Shit. Fuck it. Don't even answer the question.
I feel like the Brett said more than anything else.
Yeah, I know. Shit.
I would recommend you if you fit the job description.
First of all, I wouldn't recommend you because you don't even like Snapple products.
That's true.
What?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No,
he doesn't get it. He's out of the whole time.
Fucking love her juice.
No, guys, we're drinking like Snapple. This is Snapple right here, guys. Guys, we like Snapple.
And it's simply you fucking ass hard.
It's simply Snapple.
A love cup.
No, he's talking about this.
That's Snapple. Yeah.
He pointed at it like, yo, what are you talking about?
Guys, are we not drinking this anymore? Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking.
That is so sad.
How high are
you? All right, so I clearly said when they fit. Is there any exception you guys have to referring friends? You said you always do it, right?
No.
You said you never do it.
An example of a time that he did do it.
I thought it was going to work.
All right, let me rephrase it.
Yeah, but he's still working now? There. So it
moving forward.
Out. Have a better understanding who you're referring to.
In what sense?
In the sense that if they work out for the position or not. Like, if they fit that protocol or not.
Yeah, so what Tanny was saying.
Yeah, exactly. No,
so you just copied. Okay.
All right. But I was giving an example of.
No, but he did.
He said protocol, didn't fit in, but I'll take it. You did say protocol and did not make any sense, but I'm not calling you out. I would never do that on a live show.
I wasn't alone on that.
You said protocol. It did not fit at all. If you're watching the show, please rewind 30 seconds and tell me if protocol on the chat right now. Tell me if it makes sense. If it does, I'm sorry. I'll apologize on the next episode. But he properly used protocol. It made no sense.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to like a party, right? like rich people, and they use big words, and you're like, oh, that's impressive. Mm-hmm. But you actually hear a big word that doesn't fit.
Pause.
That's what. can you mute Anthony's microphone for 30 seconds, please? And you hear a big word that just doesn't make any sense. And you're like, wait, what is that?
No, yeah, like how they come up with like
those weird ass words. And you're like, but it's a fucking word though.
And they have all these like...
Here. Yeah.
Symbols and stuff. I'm like, yeah, what the hell?
That's basically how I felt about it. Just all right, guys. Something. I'm going to ask you guys a question. You can put everyone back on. Okay. Don't explain it. I just need you to pick. I heard this question over the weekend, and I just want to get your opinion on it. What's more important, right? Let's say, all right, for example, when building a business, right? Mm-hmm. What's more important? Your skill set, what you're good at doing, your work ethic, or your network?
Oh my God, you keep talking.
You gotta pick one of the three. And don't explain why yet.
And this is to make the...
Nope.
I'm asking
work ethic.
Work ethic?
I say work ethic because if you have a good work ethic, you're always either guaranteed like, you know, a special position or just, you're always getting stuff done.
Okay.
So either way, you're executing it properly to the point where like, you're good. Like, you know, why should we take you out if you're doing things the right way?
Makes sense. Same question. I'll ask it again. In business or work, what's more important between these three? Skill set, what you're able to do? Work ethic or network?
Skill set ties with work ethic. So
everything ties with everything, but what's more important between the three? Skill set. What you're able to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Brandon, you're going to get the same question. In at work or in business, what's more important? What do you think is the most important? Obviously, all three are. Work ethic. Skill set or network?
Skill set and network.
Oh, you can't take two. You got to take one. He got greedy. Yes. He said, I'm going to take all the above.
I mean, in this time era,
networks.
Network is important.
I wrote network.
Okay.
Yeah, but your network, okay, Sam, I'll explain.
You said,
we said we could explain. If I can, look.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a chance.
Yeah, right? Take a turn. Yeah.
Network, because if you have a network, that says a lot about your skill set and your work ethic.
Right.
People want to fuck with you if you fuck with
that's
people.
Bullshit.
That's what you're saying.
We just fucked it up.
Hey, guys, we're actually allowed to have our own opinions. We're taking turns, okay?
All right. Is that biased?
Now when you're fucked up.
All right,
up.
Now, Christian, same question.
First of all, protocol now. The official procedure or system of rules governing affairs of state or diplomatic occasions.
Nothing, huh?
Worth ethic by far.
Say it again.
Worth ethic.
I don't know what you want to hit.
You said work ethic.
I was like, what? I'm not making fun of you because of what you're saying. It's more so because you keep correcting us and you keep messing it up. And I'm like, whoa.
Work ethic is above all. Listen, you can't acquire these networks or what was the other answer?
Ability? Skill set? Same thing.
Wait, no.
That's the same thing.
Let him finish.
Okay,
go ahead. No, I got another answer. Hold on.
Finish.
Because I got to know what I'm saying.
Finish.
Give me the answers first.
Okay, skill set.
Uh-huh.
Work ethic, network.
Okay, above all, worth ethic.
he has a lisp in Spanish. I know that.
Work, so confident. Work. It's whenever he comes in cocky that he messes it up.
Work ethic, because you have to have the demeanor or
He did it again. The demeanor. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Or the push to, or strive, whatever you want to call it.
Bryce is throwing words, bro.
There you go.
To want to work or have, or apply skills or...
Just do the job.
No, you said not skill set. You didn't say skill set.
No, but that's the same thing.
My guy is resistant.
That's the same thing.
Bro, I can fucking take...
You're taking the last person's answer and you're throwing like two big words in there. Exactly. By two big words, I mean two syllable words.
No.
Work ethic?
No, I don't know what Tippy means.
I'm saying work ethic because... Work ethic. You guys, you said skill set.
Mm-hmm.
But without the worth, without the work ethic, fucking, you can't apply that skill set.
What about the network?
And you said network. And still, the same exact thing. You can't do
But if you have the network, that says a lot about your skills.
But you have to have the work ethic.
Wait, real quick, Norris, what was your answer? I already forgot. What was your answer?
Work ethic.
All right, so you're both because work.
You can build a network. You can have people follow you, like, or harass you into following, or you meet someone and they're like, oh, follow me on Instagram, and they'll literally, like, watch you. Like, you can build your network in very
But you have
ways.
To be consistent
but,
with
oh,
that.
Wait, okay, you but you can build off of that. All right,
so the most, so your network, has that already, you're already past, you already, if I say network, because you already mastered your skills and you already have the work ethic to master your skills.
Okay, but see,
no,
that's
but you have to have that work ethic to use that. You're
talking to the mic, sir. Talking to the mic.
You have to have a work ethic. But he's saying that network entitles to all three, though.
Christian.
I'm saying work ethic applies to all three.
I like this.
Am I allowed to have an opinion? Works are. I just want to have an opinion. Everything, we're going on a base of hierarchy.
You're right.
We're all right, but one is more important than the other.
Skill set.
Which would mean we're not all right.
Your network.
Which would mean we're not all right.
Skill set.
No.
Look, I'm going to give an analogy that... For an industry that none of us are in, drug dealer, right?
Ooh,
your
okay.
network, your network. What everybody? What does everybody want? I want your connect.
That's bias.
That's
bias.
That is bias.
You're literally saying everyone wants drugs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
that's
is.
That's a freaking bias convo.
Subjective, huh?
Yeah.
OMG.
No,
you literally just said
your
everyone.
Network. If you watch every cartel, I want the people, everything that's about the cartel. I want the people who you sell to and your connect. We want all of it.
Your network means
more about any. Your work ethic, you're going to be a worker. I want your network. That means you mastered everything else.
Yeah,
Brandon, let me tell you what I think, right?
Jesus. I believe.
Skill set.
All right, real quick, before I say my answer, all three are super important, right? If you don't have one of the three, you're going to lack. Mm-hmm. No matter what, right?
Well, which one?
But in my opinion, the most important, and I've actually learned this in maybe the past 2 years, so pretty recently, I have to agree with Brandon, network. Reason why.
Nowadays.
Hear me out.
Nowadays.
Number one, skill set matters, right? How good you are at doing what you do.
Right.
But, for example, if I know someone that is as good as the best, I can talk to him because I have a network and he can do it for me. Work ethic. I might not be the hardest worker, but if I know people that work hard, that network, they can work for me and do that.
You get one.
So all three are super important. But if I had to put in hierarchy, network gives you more flexibility to move to all three. Make sense?
Yeah.
If you have the hardest worker, that's cool. But if you're not where you need to be, you're not getting the opportunity.
Okay.
It's not going to happen. Right. Most restaurants, I'll use this because it's in the biz, right? Most workers, the hardest working person by far is the dishwasher, right? Does he make the most money?
No.
He does not.
Why?
Well, let's
see. He has the hardest work ethic, right?
I don't want to say
he
that.
He does.
That's very subjective.
No. Let's be honest.
No. Let's be honest.
Dishwashers, and shout out to them. They work really. First of all, it's hot as fuck back there where they're at. Like literally, they're sweating. They're sweating while also getting
right
free.
Saying every word is sweating.
No, I'm being descriptive. That's what I see.
She said descriptive.
She's really being descriptive on the one place she works at.
Two places. I like it. Keep going. Have you ever had to wash dishes? Like, you get freaking wet. Your shoes get wet. Uh-huh. Your clothes get wet. Like, that's annoying.
Who's to say that they hate that shit?
I'm not saying that they hate it. I'm just saying sometimes people are put in the predicament where, like, this might have to do for now. So it's like, yeah, I feel like if
okay,
they should
but
get
fuck,
a big,
no, no, no. For now, don't
crazy.
Even think about it for now. Let's just say I have to spray dish. Let me put in a different realm or perspective for you.
I feel like Kristen's going to get canceled this episode, but I like it. Keep going.
So all I do is spray dishes. I put them in the machine.
It's a rack.
I take them out and rack them. Okay. Whereas someone else takes an order, walks the food, brings the drinks, make sure the guests are happy, make sure everything was perfect on their steak.
Let's ask a simple question, guys. Who works harder?
The dishwasher
or a server? Harder.
Harder is the dishwasher because
are we,
of the work
do we all
condition.
Agree?
That's no, but I'm saying it's subjective. So whether or not
Okay, but that's most the of the time, condition. Not all of the time.
We can't do
most
that.
Most of the
we
time.
Cannot do that.
I did not say it was not an extreme.
There's no most of the time. It's we just can't do that.
You're right.
We can't have opinions.
Well, no, we can have an opinion, but so you can't. You can't say someone's. We can have an opinion, but you can't just say everyone hates this or everyone hates that.
I never said that. No, I never said everyone. Exactly I made it very clear that I was saying
you just most, said most of the time.
Most. I didn't say all the
so
time.
You're suggesting two different things. A portion of
yes.
the total.
Yes.
Exactly.
More likely than not, the dishwasher works harder than the server.
Yes.
Is that right. a false statement?
Yes.
More like so. That's what I said. So I said it different, but I not said the same
all
thing.
Servers,
no,
not all servers.
I never said but. All. More than it doesn't happen.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Dishwashers work harder than servers. Yes or no?
That
yes.
question being oh, yeah. that wrong or right?
Dude, it's a simple. No, it's a simple
no, no. It's wrong. It's wrong because it's not right or wrong.
What? That didn't even make sense.
Oh my God.
So what is it then?
All right, let me help you out here. Okay. More often than not, a construction worker probably works a little harder than a third grader.
Yes.
I'm telling you right now that that is not, it's not right or wrong, but it's just being biased.
You're not hearing my question. I didn't say always. I said more than likely.
Me answering that question is biased. That's what I'm saying.
So you can't have an opinion?
You can, but it's not wrong.
So what you're saying, all right, your train of thought is saying that unless you know 100% of the time your opinion is 100% right, that means you will not answer the question because you don't want to be biased.
No, I'm saying
that makes sense to you.
On your point of view, it may not be right or wrong. However, I can explain it to you whether it's a way of good or way of wrong. Like, it's just perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, you just
have agreed.
To
show... I'm agreeing
with
you.
You just have to show a point of understanding to work with whoever. You know what I mean? It's not like you're wrong or right. You're right.
In your own sense.
Exactly.
Hey, guy. All right, the problem is you're trying to give participation medals for everything.
But that's how you have to make shit work out.
No, life doesn't work that way. You're trying to say, yes, no matter what happens, yeah, you messed up 10 times, but you're just as good as this person. Yeah, but it doesn't work that way. I don't know what, like, you need an absolute to be able to have an opinion, which is crazy.
At the end of the day, whether or not they do the job good or wrong, it's still based on an opinion.
You're right.
And no one opinion.
What I'm saying
right.
is more people would say a dishwasher works harder than a server. Is that correct?
They do, though.
Can you not answer that one?
Hypothetically, I guess,
what
yes.
do you mean hypothetically? I said most people would probably say dishwashers work harder than the servers. How can you not answer that question?
You can't just neglect the people that just say no.
I didn't neglect them. I said most.
He's just talking about, like, the actual, like, stats
you're,
of it.
You don't want to answer it, but you know I'm right.
Let's just say you're right. Let's just say you're right.
Okay. Let me rephrase it, right? Take a step back. Who works harder, hosts or servers?
Servers.
Okay. I have hosts that think they fucking
oh
harder than
I can't ask a question. Okay. Who works harder, a part-time employee or a full-time employee? Is that better?
Making me full-time. Choose...
Well,
parts on.
Fuck you,
man. I'm done with you. Okay, all right. You're right.
I'm part.
I apologize.
I didn't say I was right or wrong. I'm just saying you can't just base off of one's opinion. Nothing you can base off
oh
an opinion.
God, wasn't it just
what do you mean?
Full time.
We have theories. We have laws. We have
you know what?
XYZ.
What's a law though? Whose opinion that became a hypothesis and became a theory until it's disproved?
That's like
that's exactly how a theory happens, right?
Yeah, but.
We thought the world was flat, correct?
Someone's thoughts are never going to be theory. Okay. No one's regular thoughts.
Please make
thoughts.
This seem smart. Don't no make me call no you out here. I'll
no
do it.
No one's regular thoughts are going to be
theory. Did we think the world was flat?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, but not everyone thought a server is fucking doesn't work harder than
don't change the subject. Did everyone think the world was flat?
Was it
common knowledge that the world was flat?
I negated it by saying not every server thought a host worked
people
better.
People are still in denial that there's like billions of galaxies out there.
Okay.
There is.
Okay.
That's crazy, right?
Okay. All right.
People are still in denial of that.
You were sick with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. If it makes sense, just put it in the chat.
I agree. No, he's right.
Who's right?
Tippy.
No one. That's what I'm trying to say. No one is right.
I hate that answer so much.
It makes no sense.
But when you're basic, right and wrong,
no,
and
no
black
there
and white.
Is.
No,
there is black and white.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, but well, I feel like maybe we're in a gray area. Anyways,
oh my gosh.
Going back to job referrals. If you
well,
had to
I mean,
choose,
that's what I guess. In
out
a way,
of us. If you had to choose out of us, yay or nay. Would you refer us?
You got
to
give me the job.
Yeah, the job.
Okay. That's job in the biz industry.
All right, which
one?
What's job?
Serving.
What job?
Serving.
You.
B, no. B, you. 3,000%. 3,000%. Tanny.
Yeah.
Tanny. You have to be 3,000%.
Biased. I'm being honest. I would be Nerys.
You wouldn't give me the job?
No, I would get you to get like a starter job. If it's like, I need someone green to that's do this no. and this to start, I'll be that's like, yeah. No. Or someone that's fresh in, someone that's not jaded by the industry, I'd be like, yeah, I got a guy.
But not tippy.
Nah, fuck that. No, I might as well. I'll put in my 2 weeks as I do it. I'm like, so well, I ain't got nothing to lose here. They're going to fire me
say
now.
No, say it with your chest. No, yes or no?
What?
Me.
As in what?
Getting the in the biz job server.
No,
position.
He chose me.
He chose no.
You asked me to compare everyone. That's it.
No. I said me.
You didn't even ask a question. You just said me.
Me.
I'm saying me. Me. I literally just asked you. Server position in the biz. Yes.
Me?
Fuck. Okay. You needed a full-time job where I worked and you're asking.
I need a yes or no answer.
I need to make sure I understand.
I need a yes or no answer right now.
Maybe.
The time zone.
Maybe.
That maybe.
I'm with your maybes.
Nerys, that's gray area.
That's gray. Yeah. Gray. That's you're going to put me on the spot. No, I'm not committing. So you'll pull this video up 10 years from now and be like, you said. I'm like,
no. No, remember that episode?
No. Now you got to answer for Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
If it fit, yes. Pause.
Gray
if
area.
If it fit, yes.
Nerys?
Yeah, if it fit.
Gray area.
You asked me to pick between you three. There was no gray there. It was a yes not or no. It was one option.
Individually.
It was one option. It was a black or white answer.
You did say if.
I said most of life is in the grays, right? But there are some absolutes. You just think everything is an absolute.
Yeah, just
if you don't have an absolute, and then you're just like, oh my gosh, oh no, no, everything has to be fair. No, me too. And it's like, oh gosh. Oh, all right. Before we go to final thoughts, did you guys hear? Kind of disturbing. I don't know why I thought about it.
What?
Talking about a job referral thing.
What?
Apparently, there were three that I'm hearing inmates in an all women facility that got pregnant by a transgender man that was in there with them. But what are your thoughts on that?
Wait, what?
How the fuck did a transgender man?
Because they identified as female. They identified as female.
That's what I'm tripping.
What are your thoughts? I just want to hear your thoughts. That's all before we close
three
out.
Three female
mm-hmm. inmates, all women facility, got pregnant. What are your thoughts?
Whoa, guys.
Bless you, bro.
You know what? You know what we should do? Mm-hmm. We should come up with like an app that like could satisfy people who are in jail. Because that's really the problem here, if you think about it. Those women, like, are so, like, lonely and stuff. And, like, that's why, like, gangbanging happens. And, like, you know, people get, like, in the butt and stuff in male prison.
What do you say, Anthony? Mm. What do you
say? No, but seriously, though, that would be, like...
Wait, I'm sorry.
See,
okay.
So she said people in the butt are the problem.
She said app.
What?
What's no. this app? Let me hear this
not
app.
Not an app.
I'm intrigued.
Not an app, but maybe like a way that like...
You can get
that
in the
sexual
butt.
Desire that people... Because like
in the butt.
Humans are like that.
You want inmates to have access in to porn?
No. I'm saying like maybe like, you know, like allowing them magazines or something.
So that's
porn. Or like a 20-minute like recession to yourself where you can
in
like...
In the butt.
No, but it's just
why
like...
Why are you so fixated like on butts?
You have
people get like raped
that's
in prison
she
and stuff.
She's
in the butt, right?
Because people... No, because people like... People have that desire.
In the butt, right?
I mean, if that's your preference.
Anthony, what are your thoughts, sir?
I agree.
I'm curious. Nothing? All right. What are your thoughts?
Hold on. What are we talking about? Oh, job referrals.
No, not job referrals. No. The whole situation with the all-women prison.
Why did a transgender end up in all-women facility? Say. That's the question.
Mm-hmm. So you put all transgender people
there
in one
go.
Facility?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Yeah. What if one is more masculine
or feminine
than the other? Then you have the same issue.
All transgender.
That's dangerous.
Wait, did the establishment know though that she was transgender?
Yes.
Oh, I mean, I feel like we're in this type of era of life that we're at, like it's something that's
and mind you, no one knows the right answer, so don't feel weird with the
way. That's what I'm saying. Like it's like something new. That's why we feel so like
and that's why I
but think about all the old stuff that like are like my parents are very old school. So like they're like their kind of perception on certain things. I'm like, why do you think like that? But they were raised in a whole different, like...
They were conditioned and a little biased because of their experiences.
Yeah, and, like, biased. How they were raised in that era. So, like, we're being open to something, you know, like, as being able to change your gender or, like...
Would you say that they're a little biased because of their experiences?
Who?
Your parents?
Oh, no, no, for sure. Yeah, okay, my parents are very biased, but, like, it's just... They weren't even raised here.
All I'm going to say is, The reason why...
Wait, hold on. Before you say yours, we got to ask Brandon. Brandon, what are your thoughts, not only on the prison, but how, if you had control of the entire prison system, would you, I guess, separate or congregate different groups to accommodate everybody?
No, I think that if you identify as a woman, then you should be able to do all the womanly things. Whether that be go to a woman's restroom, woman's locker room, woman's prison, compete against other women in women's sports such as boxing, MMA, contact sports, football.
No, let him finish. I'm next.
If you
then
identify
you go.
As a woman,
I'm
skipping. You know,
compete. All right, so I agree with parts of what everyone say, but I disagree with everyone too at the same time. I like most of what Brandon said. I disagree with let people do what they feel they identify with. That's a dangerous slippery slope because I forgot her name, but there was a woman who was originally male, transitioned, and she blew all the records away in the Olympics.
Oh, she
zoomed past all the women, all that stuff. Number one, that's competitively unfair. There's a reason why they have men and women divisions, right?
Yeah,
it's because men and women are not built the same, right? Women are better at a lot of things. Men are better at a lot of things. So to say because you identify as one, you can skip to the other and be identified as that.
Leah Thomas.
That's not even fair. Number two, I'm going to get to you too. Stop MMA. There is no way you put someone that was genetically modified. They were born, let's say, as a male, right? Testosterone is different compared to a woman. You don't put that same person in the ring with a woman because he identifies as a woman. Number one, you put the other woman who was born as a woman in risk, right? Number two, is it the right thing to put all transgenders together because everyone has a different past? You know what I mean?
No, it is. So right. Why wouldn't it be range?
My thing is you can't say if you identify that's exactly where you should belong because now you're disadvantaging the people they're originally at. In that
then
position.
We should have a subgroup. Then we should have a subgroup for every person that wants to be a male, every person that wants to be a female, everyone that has a dick, or everyone
that
doesn't want a dick.
They should open that up.
We already have that.
Wait,
we
have
the handicap Olympics.
Say it again. Sorry, you're just.
We have the paraplegic Olympics.
You said the handicap.
What the?
You're talking about the movie The Ringer. Let me help you out.
Shut the fuck up.
No, no, but Tammy definitely makes a point, especially in sports. Like, I'd be really mad as a female or like a male, person who's been devoted to the sport for such a long time and like. In that category, like who was like born that gender has made it this far. That's like a big achievement.
Do you feel like being a woman, like you have to achieve a lot of things? Do you think it's important to go far? Yes, because
think about how like women have evolved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
From like. Back then,
do you agree Caitlyn Jenner should have won Woman of the Year?
I'm not asking about the psychosocial aspect, we're talking about physiological advantages. You're talking about psychosocial.
We're talking about all of it.
I'm gonna be honest though, I don't agree.
Well, you said you're the all or nothing guy, so I figured you wouldn't have a problem.
No, I don't think she deserved that at all. Like,
I'm sorry. Why is that?
However, just because
I hear your thoughts.
Like, that's in. It's not that it's.
Let me explain.
Oh, yes, show everything. Go ahead.
Fuck, man.
No, you're there.
I'm trying to explain myself.
You're on camera right now. Go ahead.
Puerto Ricans, can you wipe it this way, dude?
Anthony,
he paused the napkin. See what they did?
Is it covered? Okay, so clearly he was not sober when we're not putting the camera on Anthony at all.
Anyways, we have Puerto Ricans that deal with their own prejudices. We have white people that deal with their own prejudices.
You've been struggling today, bro.
Where are you going with this?
You see, I dropped the fucking thing and now I lost.
Let me help you out here, bro. It's all right. Let me help you out here. All right, we're going to go to quick commercial break. You don't have to pause anything. It's cool. We'll cut here. It's okay.
You're listening to In the Biz.
Make sure to check us out on Facebook at In the Biz and on Instagram at We Are the Biz.
Real quick. Number one, that was the worst joke ever. Number two, Nerys, was that a good joke?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you.
I didn't actually...
Wait, put a camera on Anthony real quick.
What does that mean? Anthony, what does the joke mean?
Wait, what was he just joking?
And put the camera on Christian real quick.
Christian thought it was a great idea to tell me that I can suck on his nuts.
No.
Not the fact that he said it, he said UConn, which is actually the NCAA team. Yeah. He was like, UConn, right? He's like, UConn, you can suck these nuts.
Okay, but there's a car named UConn.
So go ahead and mute Anthony and Christian. Do me a favor though, let's mute Christian Anthony for a quick sec because you made no sense. Mute squad. All right, so Nerys and Brandon, let's give our final thoughts because
what?
UConn have no opinion. All right, go ahead. Go ahead, Nerys.
My final thoughts on job referrals is don't refer somebody you would not like to work with. Like, if you don't think that's somebody you would want to work with in that establishment, don't refer them. Because we all work with somebody where, like,
why would you want to see them all the time, too?
You know, like, don't do that.
Can I have an opinion?
My final thought, since we can't hear what Christian's saying, is basically...
What about you,
guys, use your head. At the end of the day, credit really matters. And in my opinion, everyone's different. Really, network is the biggest thing. And that's essentially what credit is.
And debit.
Now,
if you have a reputation of following through with whatever you say, people will trust you more. But if I actually make a bad investment or I refer someone that has no credibility, let's say Christian, for example, not saying that that's who that is right now, but just saying, for example,
that's right, yeah.
And he's the worst, destroys everything. People will never trust me again, ever. And it's great that his microphone is muted because I can kind of hear him, but no. So take care of your credit score, take care of your credit. And honestly, refer people that are great for the job, not refer them because you owe them something. And we're going to end this episode with Brandon's opinion before he takes us out.
What about my opinion?
What about UConn's opinion?
Okay. No, they can't hear you. Don't let them see your shine. Let's go, Brandon. Yeah. Take us out.
What about the approval?
Take us out. Brandon, don't listen. Brandon's like, Brandon, you can't let them win.
No, you can't let them win.
Don't let the mute button win, Brandon. Brandon was gonna say is
no, I got it. To piggyback off what this fool was saying, Tanny. I didn't mean to call you that.
Sorry.
No.
Think about your business partner. Who would you want to go? Who would you want to be your business partner? That's the person that you want to refer for the job. Your reputation is everything, and then once you fuck that up, it's hard to get that back. People, you know what I mean? Damn near impossible. So, just keep that in mind when you refer your friends and your family. Make sure that they are the right fit for the job. This has been The Biz.
Listening to In the Biz, the show that's specifically for bartenders, servers, cooks, strippers, and anyone else in the biz. It's our passion to interview the best and brightest so that everyone in the biz can make some extra money. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show, and we hope you had fun along the way. We know we did. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show, and we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook at In The Biz and on Instagram at We Are The Biz. We'll see you next time.